better health begins at Tidelands Health, dedicated to keeping the communities we serve healthy and active. That's why we're proud to present our podcast series, Better Health Radio, brought to you by Tidelands Health. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Vaginal atrophy is an uncomfortable condition that many women suffer from in silence. So, what causes it and what can be done? With us is Dr. Christine Gerber, OBGYN from Tidelands Health. Dr. Gerber, thank you so much for being on with us today. So, if we can, let's start right at the beginning. Tell us exactly what is vaginal atrophy.
First of all, Bill, thank you so much for having me. This is an important topic and it matters to a lot of women. Vaginal atrophy is a thinning of the vaginal tissues that occurs naturally with age. The vagina can actually begin to feel tighter and less stretchy. I have patients who will tell me at times, I had an 8-pound baby's head come out of me and now I feel like sexual intercourse hurts all the time. And that's usually the first way that they describe it, but it isn't necessarily always intercourse. It can be discomfort wearing tight blue jeans or sitting for a long period of time. You just feel like your tissue is too fragile, like even wiping yourself when you go to the bathroom can be painful.
So does this happen when you reach a certain age, or can this affect women of all ages?
It can affect younger women, but the cause of this is the gradual diminishing of the hormone estrogen in a woman's body as she gets older, and particularly at menopause when women stop ovulating and stop having their period, their estrogen levels are usually very low. And it's many women will tell you it's not just the vagina that feels dry, the skin on their face feels dry, their eyes feel dry, but it particularly affects the vagina in uncomfortable ways for many women.
So is this something women may be embarrassed to talk about with their doctor?
I think it's hard for some women to discuss their private discomfort with their sex lives. Some women are very open about it, and some women just feel like this must be part of aging, and they'll deal with it. And some couples try a variety of things to try to overcome it, such as over-the-counter lubricants. And some couples, unfortunately, just give up on the actual act of intercourse because it's too painful.
So if a woman comes to you, how do you diagnose this, and what are the steps there?
Well, if someone is in my office for their yearly gynecological exam, which would include a pap smear, for example, I can usually tell that the vagina has become tighter and the tissue is thinner. It's more uncomfortable to put a speculum in to be able to see the cervix. The tissue is pale. It's no longer pink. And frequently I'll say, are you having difficulty with intercourse? Are you having pain at all? And sometimes they have an uncomfortable vaginal exam in my office, but they deny having pain with intercourse, which is great. But many times that'll get the conversation going about, yeah, wow. And I'll say, well, there's several things we can do.
So once you get to that point then, and you realize someone is suffering from vaginal atrophy, what can you do to help them?
Well, it's very important to know their past medical history, because some of the treatments that are effective are not recommended for everyone. For example, for many years, the only thing we had to offer was topical estrogen cream that you would insert into the vagina, much as you would insert a woman would insert Monistat for a yeast infection or something like that. But estrogen is absolutely contraindicated if you've ever had breast cancer, some other cancers, and it's a relative contraindication if you've ever had a blood clot, because it can increase your risk of a blood clot. So there are some women who cannot use estrogen at all. There's a very overly advertised, or highly advertised, I should say, product that is non-estrogen that increases the lubrication of the vagina called Osfina. But unfortunately, it can also increase your risk of a blood clot. So anyone who's ever had a stroke or even a clot in their leg after a long plane trip or something like that, is not a candidate for those treatments. And we're very excited about a new, it's not totally new, it's new in the United States, newly FDA-approved laser treatment called the Mona Lisa Touch. The laser treatment was designed in Europe several years ago. It's been used for quite a while in Europe, mimicking the laser technology that dermatologists and plastic surgeons use on the face to try to stimulate new collagen and elastin tissue under the skin in a woman's a woman or man's face as we age and things start to sag. So everybody's pretty familiar with that. The same principle of this laser that irritates and attracts growth in the collagen under the skin layer works in the vagina. The technology required some research to figure out how to do it on a cylindrical probe that can be inserted in the vagina and will fire all around the round surface instead of a flat surface like on your face. So 2 years ago, once it was approved by the FDA, a lot of gynecologists were very excited, particularly to offer this to our breast cancer patients, some of whom are very young and have not had good, we haven't had good treatments to try to fix the painful intercourse aspect of their vaginal atrophy. So if a patient comes to my office and is not a candidate for any kind of medical treatment, we suggest this Mona Lisa treatment. It takes less than 10 minutes. It's a little bit of a rumbly sensation with the probe inside of you. There's no pain. And it takes maybe usually three treatments, 6 weeks apart. And many women don't need another treatment. Some women come back maybe once a year for a touch-up just to feel like they're still moist and stretchy again. But I've had even women in their 80s return to my office after their very first treatment stating that intercourse was much less painful and they could tell a difference right away.
How about that? Well, this sounds like really an exciting breakthrough. Do a lot of women know about this? Because it sounds like a relatively, I don't want to say easy, but it seems like a very effective way to treat this.
It is. It seems like that the word is very slowly getting out. Unfortunately, it's expensive, and generally speaking, insurance doesn't cover it. And unfortunately, laser machines are very expensive. So that is part of the conundrum. But for many people, it's definitely worth the expense, and it's not an ongoing treatment. You have your 3 6-week apart treatments, and you may not need another one again.
Wow, that's really, really interesting. So this could then potentially, for someone, it does last a very long time.
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's...
I have found two things in the last year and a half that we've been doing them. One, it seems to work better if the couple can get back in the swing of more frequent intercourse, because some of the benefit seems to diminish if you go a month or two without having sexual intercourse. And the other thing that I neglected to mention to you about vaginal atrophy is frequently a woman who has a very these very thin, fragile tissues, it's right under the bladder, and many women have bladder symptoms. And we have found as a side benefit that this urgency and that gotta go feeling and getting up multiple times at night is much improved with this laser treatment. It's very similar to the effect that estrogen cream has on the vagina.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Gerber. Can you tell us why someone should choose Tidelands Health for their healthcare needs?
This is a wonderful community hospital system on the coast of South Carolina that has just grown as the community has grown over the last 10 to 15 years. And it's a very young, open-minded management team. So we have initiated a number of wonderful programs here, particularly in the OBGYN department. We've won national awards. We are the only Joint Commission dedicated childbirth center of excellence in the state of South Carolina. And we've won a number of patient safety awards. So we're constantly trying to get better And it's just a wonderful place to work as well as be a patient.
Well, that's fantastic, and we thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing and the work that Tidelands Health is doing. Dr. Gerber, thanks so much for your time today. For more information about Tidelands Health physicians, services, and facilities, visit TidelandsHealth.org. That's TidelandsHealth.org. This is Better Health Radio. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.